Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What it is, welcome to another adventure of Tyrus and Timp. I'm, of course, Tyrus, and my co-captain, the Timp.
I am.
I am festive. Today, it looks like you have like an airbrushed Barbie doll outfit or some sort.
It's Luann. I have a Luann t-shirt on. She's a character on King of the Hill that's voiced by Brittany Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
So, you like her?
Yeah, it's great. I've had this shirt for a really, really, really long time, but I have so many t-shirts, and I just, like, I've had it for, like, a decade, but I found it, like, shoved into, like, a little pocket of a suitcase not too long ago.
Which one was she married to?
She wasn't married. She's the niece. She's Peggy Hill's niece.
The one who moves in,
and she's, like, dumb, and, you know, like... She dates Beckley.
Yeah, okay. I got confused because there was the conspiracy theory neighbor, and then there was Boomhauer. I can't remember which one had the – who had the son who was an Indian, a Native American.
Oh, yeah.
Like, clearly not his son.
Yeah.
But love is blind. So what are you going to do? You know, that happens a lot where there's – and we were talking about this before the show – started. We were talking about the documentary that just came out on Netflix. Was his name Chris? The guy who
Chris Watts.
Yeah, he
Chris Watts.
His wife, unborn son, and two daughters. And I watching it. I was kind of watching it like objectively, like. But the last, and I don't, you know, we'll spoiler alert. The last 5 minutes really bothered me. As a man and a father, like, it just bothered me when he was so cavalier about how he ended his children. You know, it just was like, I talk to my kids in Florida every day. I give my daughter squeezes. I call it squeezes. Whenever they see her, you know, I always like, give me squeezes, because we try to hug each other. And possibly tight, and I always pretend like I'm about to break their back, and then they always manage to out squeeze me just a little bit, you know, then I have to tap because they, you know, and just thinking about that decision process, it was just like, what is wrong with people?
Right. Like, I also thought that, like, obviously sociopath, disgusting, sick. How can you be just so, you know, he was talking about how he murdered his children and shoved them in a well as if he was talking about, as if he was like ordering at McDonald's. But even all that aside, he's also really stupid, right? Because his motivation, I guess, was that he was having an affair with this other woman and he wanted to be with her. However, he was also telling her that this other woman, he was telling her that, like, he was in the process of getting separated, not really with the wife anymore. How did he not even like, all sociopathy and evilness aside, how do you not know that this is going to wind up in the media and the mistress is going to find out she's pregnant? Like, she's going to see this. This is obviously going to be a huge story. So not only are you an evil, evil man, you are also completely an idiot.
Well, going back to your first point, the problem with men, and I have been the cheater. I've been cheated on, and I've been the cheater. We don't think past tomorrow. So we're getting our forbidden fruit needs met, and we're just thinking about it in that moment. We're lying sneaky to just get to, in this case, like that one date he wanted to go on where he met her at the thing. And he just was so focused on doing that, he used the family credit card to buy a meal of food for him and his girlfriend. He got the 5 weeks where she decided to go to North Carolina for 5 weeks. And he basically thought that 5 weeks was going to be forever, you know, and that she was just going to call him up and tell him she was done and she wouldn't do it. So I feel bad for both women. I think the other woman, although she knew he was married, but he told her they were separated. And
I disagree, because if you think about it, like, a lot of the time they were spending together, the wife was gone. So it's like he was spending time with her as if they were separated.
Yeah,
and like, divorces take a really long time these days. Like, I've dated guys who were technically married, but have been like separated for like 5 years, you know, and they're still working it out, especially when there's kids involved. Now, I did not seriously date this person either of them because of that reason. I'm kind of like,
She didn't sound like she was very serious either. She it got serious to her when she heard the wife was missing and was pregnant 15 weeks, and they had been seeing each other a lot longer than that. But my point is that he's going to tell her whatever she wants to hear during that time, and she's going to accept it, because generally she didn't care. Because if you're really in a good place mentally and someone says, well, I'm going through a separation and, you know, she's gone, this, that, whatever, and we have kids, most people who are in good space and not necessarily worried about just their needs would be like, great, when you get your divorce, show me the paper and then we can talk. Until then, you got kids. I don't go there. But she had her need, you know, people put their needs in front of common sense. And then all of a sudden you have a guy who changed his body. And this is what drives me crazy. You improve yourself. He was 250 pounds. And all of a sudden he's this shredded guy. And he traded when he lost the fat. Apparently part of the weight was the front of his brain. So he literally just threw away his entire life, when he literally could have said to his wife while she was in North Carolina, I want a divorce.
Yeah,
I've moved on. Like, it's, I know it, all he had to say, and listen, she couldn't flip out. She's in North Carolina. You know, you already had the fight with your parents. Even if you didn't want to say the other woman, okay, let's say you don't have enough balls to do that. You got to fight with my parents. I'm sick of this.
Yeah, they were texting for days. They were texting for days and days, where the wife kept trying to give him the chance to do that. Like, hey, what's going on? Is there someone else? What's going on? Do you still want to be in this marriage? What's going on?
He just wouldn't talk to her.
Yeah.
Like, most of her text messages seem to be with her friends. And here's, I'm not going to say anything bad about some. Nobody does anything to deserve to be murdered except for, like, capital punishment. And even then, I'm kind of like, is that the best course of action? But that's a whole other conversation. But when the emphasis of your relationship is your Facebook feed, you're going to have a bad relationship.
Yeah.
And her yelling at him, he's dressed as Santa Claus, and she's like, where's your phone? You got to film it. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, Santa Claus. Like, let's do this. And like, no, because I can't turn the live Facebook off, because I guess their fan base would have been outraged if they only had pictures to show. They needed to have the live Facebook feed and following it up with some photos. And that one, when I was watching it objectively, again, no, I don't care what she did.
Well,
nothing
obviously
she did deserved murder. But this is a problem with Facebook and social media relationships. People who post their life on Facebook are 99% of the time full of
meow.
And they put their best foot forward and they try to paint this awesome picture of like, oh my God, we're so happy. Look at us. We're walking to the movies. But they don't, once they get in the movies, did you get popcorn? No, I got sweet tarts. Why'd you do that? I hate sweet tarts. You did it on purpose. Don't sit next to me. Don't look at me. Movie's almost over. Sit here. Let's get a selfie. Just got out of the movies. It was wonderful. Bliss. Happy bliss. Love my boo. Get in the car. You're not going to open my door.
Ah!
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not opening your door because you talk trash.
Yeah.
And damn popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You want me to leave? You want me to leave? It's literally, that's all I saw. Whenever I saw their stuff, it was like a production. You could always see him staring at her uncomfortably. Like, you got to pay attention to the signs. To anybody out there who's a Facebook relationship and your significant other glares at you a lot in all the pictures. Like, take a second, step back from yourself, go scroll back a month or two in your Facebook, and if every picture, let's say, in every picture, Ingrid's going, oh my God, look at this, and I'm in the background like this, about to go down. Like, you've got to look at the signs. When someone's flinching or just staring blankly into the camera and says things like their face doesn't move and like, yeah, so happy. I get to eat. I'm doing the dishes. You know, like, I'm like, ooh, you got to pay the signs, man. Focus off the camera. Make your relationship tight off the camera. On the camera doesn't matter. The people you're doing it for, it really doesn't matter. But the biggest thing I see with social media relationships is that they forget that the actual relationship needs to work, not the camera angle on their live feed, you know? And
yeah, it's
you,
also like,
you make a living in front of the camera.
Women who post like nonstop about their like boyfriends and like tag them and everything, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're clearly like insecure. You're either like insecure about it and like want to show off, or, and this is also like two sides of the same coin, but like more specifically, I guess is what I mean. Like, you want it blasted so other women don't talk to him, because you're so concerned that, like, you know, he's like going to cheat on you.
What is Carl's problem? There's nothing we can do to entertain him. This is good stuff.
I know. He sleeps all day.
Good stuff, Carl. I mean, come on, man.
You know, oh, Cam was on a Zoom meeting with his boss, and like the dog, whenever the dog's in your lap, he always does this. And his boss was like, oh. And Cam was like, what? The boss was like, I thought that's the dog. I thought the last meeting that you were just really gassy.
Jeez.
He thought that Cam was just ripping the entire meeting.
And told everybody.
Probably, told everybody. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Like, he's a good trader, but his manners are terrible.
Speaking of terrible manners.
Yeah, so the debate. I sat through that.
And so did I.
At one point, I was looking for anything else to flip to, and it was all reality TV shows on. So I figured, well, there's not much than what's going on right now, so I'll just keep rolling. I've been on the record on the Greg Gutfeld Show, which you can
catch Saturday nights, 10 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
Saying that this was the wrong approach. Attacking Biden was a bad move. He's not Hillary. He's not feisty like Hillary. He's not going to fight back like Hillary. He's not going to have a team digging up dirt on you. And if you talk about something with him, he'll come back. That's not who Joe Biden is. He's never been that way. And it's a bad move. It's a bad move. And he just painted himself in some bad corners. And of course, everyone's talking about the racist thing with the Proud Boys and all that. And to me, like, I've been, whether he's a racist or not a racist, it's always, you know, it's always the question they're going to throw up in his face. And I think whether he is or not at this point, it's really irrelevant, because if he is, then, you know, 65 million people in the country who voted for him are racist too. So they just be all racist together. It's whatever at this point. The part that bothered me, and I think it bothered most Americans, especially voters, I think the racist thing, we're just, it's whatever. The left says he is, the right says he isn't. You know, it's just back and forth. Does he do things that doesn't help his cause? Yeah.
Yeah, but of course.
When he went after Biden's, I think in politics, when two men are running for office or a man and woman running for office, I think family and kids are off limits. I feel like, you know, you two are fighting for the job. You know, he mentioned the Hunter stuff, and I was like, okay. But then there was that moment when he mentioned Hunter being kicked out of the army because he did cocaine.
He wanted to do some blow on a boat.
Yeah, and he went after the parent, and that's where he fucked up. Because we have a coronavirus pandemic, but we also have an opioid pandemic.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of families in this country.
Drug addiction is like a disease and a problem. Yeah. Nobody wakes up like, oh, I'd like to be a drug addict.
And no family can control what their son or daughter ends up getting mixed up into. Right. And for me, that was like, damn, man, you really just blew it. Because especially in the lower social economic groups, in the middle class, opioids is running rampant. Families are destroyed. Fathers who are losing sons and daughters and mothers, they're literally pulling their hair out trying to get their kids out of this. And it's to make it like it's a reflection on them, you hurt a lot of people. And I think that was the biggest gaffe, mistake of this entire election. And I think they always said, like, what's the one thing that can hurt his base or make his base question his leadership or be like, whoa, I don't know. That was it. The racist thing, they just don't care. Like, he's literally been called a racist the entire time. I honestly, I don't give a shit if someone's racist or not, to be honest with you. Just do your job. I don't care what you do in your hometown. And he's not exactly passing policies that are, like, pro-white. Then I would have some issues. But at this point, I just don't care. Just do your job. But what really just kind of showed me the tone, typically after a President Trump debate or rally, it is like a Super Bowl championship where online his base is going nuts. There's memes everywhere. They're crushing, you know, like crushed it, boom, blah, blah, blah. It was predominantly crickets afterwards. It was the quietest I've ever seen his base since this whole thing started. And it had nothing to do with the hot button story that every media is running with, because they just don't get it. They still think calling someone racist is a big thing. I think that actually helps him when they do that, because then people rally around him who believe in him and say, no, he's not, you know, he tells it like it is or whatever, however they want to phrase it. So I think that everyone kind of missed the buck on that. I cringed when I was like, damn, did he just do that? And then Biden, which another mistake they made, was trying to play like he was senile. Biden fired on him. And he's like, not only did he dab, but at the same time, he wouldn't denounce his son. He's like, I love my son. Yes. And then looked at the camera and said, yes, my son had a problem with cocaine. And he fixed that now. And I love my son. I'm proud of him for it. So,
right. If you want to talk about the corruption and like that kind of stuff, that'd be one thing. But to go after him for having a drug problem,
and to go after him for nepotism from the Trump machine is about the dumbest. Like, I don't, Kat, we're expensive. We're expensive as an advisory team. Tyrus, of course, we are expensive, but we are good. And we would have sat on that plane with coaches' whistles. Kat would have been on the board. She would have had the dry erase board out. We would have had the podium drawn up. We'd had it circled. Like, you build a wall around this dude right here. This is the wall. You don't even interact with him. You don't look at him. You just look in that camera. You talk to the American people. You tell them all the positive things you've done while you're in office. You talk about peace in the Middle East. You talk about the economy. You talk about those type of things. Talk about vaccines coming. And then you tell them what you're going to do. You don't say nothing to Joe Biden. You don't even look at it. Joe Biden looks at you. You just put your horse blinder up. It's you against American people. Like, his corner has to, and I know you don't watch a lot of movies, Kat, but if you've ever seen Rocky, there's this great scene where his corner is, Devin's seen it. His corner, Apollo Creed, is up on points. He's outboxing Rocky, but Rocky won't go down. And Apollo was like, I got to knock him out. And his corner's like, you're ahead on points, man. Just stick and move. Stay away from him. It's easy. The fight's in the bag. But Apollo wouldn't do it. He was like, no, he's going to fall. And his trainer was like, we're winning. What are you doing? And, of course, it went on to be Rocky 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, not Apollo Creed 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, because he would not listen to the team. And the president had gaffes. The whole, what is it, Proud Boys? I'm still laughing because, you know, I have Gavin McGinnis. You know, that's the dude that quit Fox when he didn't have a job. And he was so pissed off that the black wrestler got his spot.
Oh, I forgot that he went after you.
And I was like laughing. And I remember writing, I took a picture of his thing where he's like, a black wrestler got it. I'm quitting Fox. And I'm like, how do you quit a job you don't have? if you have any issues with me, I'm not hard to find, you know. But I think what he, because he was, Chris Wallace was holding him to the fire. And I think Chris Wallace, considering what that was, did a damn, the best job he could do. I mean, I thought he was going to pull the plug. I thought he was going to pull the towel. Like, that's it, guys. You know, but I think Trump got flustered that moment, and I feel like he was trying to say, stand down, you know, like, but he got like, who do you want me to say? Give me a name. You know, Wallace is hitting him back. And I think, and then you got Biden, who was like the narrator going, yeah, say it. Like, he really played his hand well, because he didn't fight him back like Hillary did, because when Hillary fought back, we're like, ooh, fight, and Trump could win on points. He doesn't curl up in a ball. Biden acts like he's your parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, when my daughter's like, I hate you, Dad. I never want to see you again. Yeah, you hate me. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he played that role. And I just feel like – I don't feel that Biden beat him in the debate, but I feel like Trump blew the debate. I don't know if that makes any sense
to you. Yeah, well, it's also like everyone was concerned about, like, oh, Biden, like, you know, because he's – not as obviously Trump's like better on his feet than Biden is and that kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, he's going to embarrass himself, say something crazy. But basically Trump didn't even give him enough rope to hang himself with, because he kept interrupting him so much. He didn't really give him a chance to talk. How could he have said something dumb or embarrassed himself or seemed out of it if he didn't have a chance to talk?
No, Trump did all the embarrassing. Meow. Like, yeah. And we were on the show and I warned you. Didn't I warn you?
We were both saying that.
Yeah. The only thing more dangerous than an old white man is an older old white man. I've said it. I've been doing investigative reporting on this for 4 years now, unpaid, on my own time. And the one thing I've learned, the only thing than an old white man is an older old white man. And that's exactly what happened. He walked into the white lion's den at dinner time and did not realize that he was not the lion anymore. Like, he can fix it, maybe. I think he has to come out. Well, he's not going to do it, but it's not the racist thing, because I think that argument's going to go on to the end of time with him. But I think he owes American families an apology for the drug comments. I think those are what really affect the voters. And speaking of voters, because I know you don't like the same things that I don't like. Is there anything more annoying than these independent voter focus groups who are like, I don't know, I haven't decided yet. And then everyone sits around them and asks them their opinion.
Yeah.
You don't know. You're the only – you don't know.
Right. Like have you been in a coma for 4 years? Because if you have
no clue.
Then I take that back. But even so, like, now that you're up, you can Google. I mean, I don't understand.
Like, I have not met anyone in my journeys, in my lifetime, who was like, and I dare to have a political conversation, who says to me, you know, Biden and Trump, man, it's like I'm flipping coins, bro. I just don't know. You know, on one hand, he did build the wall. On the other hand, Biden had the 3-strike rule. You know, I don't know, you know, one's verbally abusive, the other one's a little touchy-feely. Gosh, it's like, I just don't know. What would you suggest? Like, there's nobody left like that. We all know. If someone's truly undecided, I think, Kat, you put it in the best terms possible, unless you were in a coma. You literally have no excuse other than you are attention seeking. And at least.
Yeah, you want to be on TV.
Yeah. The worst was 4 years ago. You remember the little Ken chubby Bone. Guy in a red sweater?
Ken Bone. And then he was into some real weird porn. Everyone made him a hero. Don't make someone a hero if you don't know him.
If you are and I'm being kind, a 2X Trumpy, and you're wearing a medium sweater, red, which every large man knows, the one color you avoid is red. Do you know why, Kat?
Anyone? Why?
Devin?
You look like a tomato.
close. Some smart ass kid's gonna go, Kool-Aid! It's always happens. Mm. Look like the, or some girl's gonna go, oh yeah. And the guy's gonna be like, oh, she's digging my sweater. No, bro, she's calling you a fatty. You know, if you raise your hands and everyone sees your belly button, you don't wear that sweater, no matter how cool you think you look in it. And him going, I just don't know. We're gonna have to bring him back because he still doesn't know yet. I just don't know. And then someone actually said, hey, can we see your computer history to see like how you're researching your presidential candidates and stuff? He was, I'm sorry, what? This interview's over. I've decided. I'm going with John McCain. Sir, he's not running. Alex Trebek. I'm going with Alex Trebek. You have no idea who's running for president, sir, do you? The reality TV guy, Donnie Osmond. No, sorry. Let's see your computer history, sir. And then he was gone forever. And it's funny because I mentioned computer history. Catherine logged off immediately. So there you go. Oh, back to clear it up. She's going to clear it up now. She's still banned. Should we do a story?
Yeah, let's do one story.
All right.
Devin?
All right, guys. Which one would you like? There's so many good ones.
Obviously, if you're selling yourself on Facebook because you haven't had a date in a decade, we got to talk about it.
So. All right.
Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Alan Clayton, 30, described himself as free and in good condition on items for sale on the Facebook marketplace. An unusual attempt, which he has left his inbox brimming with prospective matches. The truck driver from Kettering, England, has only been on one date so far, which sadly didn't work out, but hopes the novel approach will attract more locally based singletons. After seeing his friend settle down and get married, he wants this for himself and admits he hasn't had a girlfriend since school years. Speaking of his decision, Clayton explains, I've tried conventional apps like Tinder and Plenty of Fish, but nothing has really happened, so I went to sign up to eHarmony. They asked me lots of questions, and I suddenly thought, why don't I just advertise myself online on a bargain adverts page? I was up past midnight reading all of my messages of support from people. I've had women show me some interest, but it hasn't really led to anything. The Manchester United fan is looking for somebody who is funny, outgoing, and independent with a bubbly personality. He added, I'm hoping for a woman who shares some of my interests, but I'm not that fussy, as long as she's fun to be around.
First of all, this guy is in a picture with a horse, face to face, and I wasn't sure who he was selling, himself or the horse. It was very misleading and confusing, and it bothered me seriously. It's the horse is putting his best look forward. He's kind of head is slightly tilted to the right, and then the we'll call him a gentleman in question. He is so close to the horse that he's not social distancing, so that's an issue on top of itself, where he is then giving you his best profile. The horse clearly was the more handsome of the two individuals. I would call it an 8x10, but it just seemed like it was a really awkward selfie. If I could describe it, yes, as an awkward selfie. He clearly didn't have a stick or a camera stand, which one, when you take a picture with a horse or an animal of that character, you should clearly have the proper equipment. Oh, Kat, I'm gonna let you go because I'm gonna go off on this guy.
I mean,
you're gonna be positive.
Am I? I mean, look, I guess now he's famous, but that's not always good. They say there's no such thing
Aren't
as bad
we all
press.
Famous?
Right, exactly. I mean, and is he in good condition? You know,
not the photo I saw, unless he's the horse.
I mean, you know, that's the problem, right? So you haven't had a date in 11 years. That's sad. But maybe you should do some examination of yourself and say, why is that? What am I doing wrong? Rather than saying, oh, it must be the platforms I'm using. It must be, oh, it must be the Plenty of Fish. It must be the Tinder. Let's try Facebook Marketplace. Let's try, you know, what's he going to do? You know, come to the city and do like, be like one of those window washing guys, except for instead of asking for tips, he just gives the phone number. Maybe it's not the method. Maybe it's the product.
Okay. So this meow guy. All right. First of all, you've never had it so good, bro. You have literally a decade to amass riches.
I knew you were going there.
You haven't bought anything. You didn't spend 3 months' salary on a ring. You didn't pay for vacations. You didn't have to buy cars. Like, you literally should be loaded. I mean, you should be the most eligible bachelor in your neighborhood because you got the coolest house. Your lawn is immaculate. Your car is always clean. You know what I'm saying? You have phenomenal credit. What have you done with your time, sir? That is the question. What have you done with your time? You have no excuses. You had no heartbreak. You had no best friend sleeping with your fiance. You didn't have any of that stuff going on. You had none of that. Meow. You were living the dream. And all you could come up with is a damn picture with you and a pony. Don't get me wrong. It's not the pony's fault. He didn't ask to be in a picture.
Right.
You should have been in a three-piece suit outside your house showing, like, you got a bank statement hanging this low, like, I got paper, ladies. Listen, here's the deal. I'm successful. I'm clean. I'm 10 years stacking chips, accepting applications now. You got 30 minutes. Because women would be attracted to that success. You literally could be a red sweater wearing roly-poly, but you got bank, your bills are paid, you're successful. Men have beer goggles, women got money goggles. You know what I'm saying? They will see past
some do.
That.
Very many do, yes.
Yeah. The double chin, nope. They're like, he got double accounts, yo. They're not tripping. He's got money. He can put a big rock on my finger. He could take me on vacations. And, you know, I don't really have to keep the uptake too much because he don't. You know what I'm saying? So, here's the thing about dating bigger dudes or large men is women, you get a bonus 35 to 45 pounds of flexibility in your diet because you're still smaller than we are or they are because I'm swole. It's different. But the point is, even in my monstrousness, I wouldn't notice. Literally, Inger gained 100 pounds, I wouldn't notice. I'd be like, huh? You did? Like, for real. Like, how could you not notice? I don't know. It's a big dude. I just don't pay attention to those kind of things. I can literally gain 30 pounds, hold my breath. Like, 30 pounds on a scale, real talk. I could do that. Big lungs. But this dude is the most sorriest individual that I have in all my 23 years have ever met. The fact this guy's 30 and has to take ads because he failed on social media to get a date, and literally you're on Plenty of Fish. You're on Tinder. You literally, there is women of the night on there. You don't have to look that hard. What is it about you? Did you leave something out? Are you like Colt and you live with your mom? Like, what are you leaving out?
He's probably got some Ken Bone stuff.
Yeah. Or the horse is a roommate. There's something that women are sitting with him within. Women pretty much within 10 minutes of meeting you have pretty much made up their mind if they're going to get to know you or not, or they're getting ready to leave. Simple body language. No eye contact. You ask if they want a drink. No, thank you. You want something to eat? They just want a quick appetizer. Like, can I get a bowl of carrots, please? And they'll eat them really quick and be like, man, I got a million things going on. You know, you'll know pretty quickly if a woman's interested in you or not. It's not hard. This is not hard. There's literally a umpteen billion people on this planet. Getting together isn't hard. It don't take much. So this dude, he's just not telling the truth. What are you really hiding, bro? 10 years, not one date? Come on, man. I'm sorry.
11 years.
Sorry. 11! He's rich. He's got to be rich.
Or he spends all of his money on that pony.
I love my kids. I love my relationship, all that. Meow. Oh, bueno, phenomenal. But if someone said, listen, we're going to give you a break for 10 years and just let me stack chips, my God, the things I would do, the places I would be. I would have my teacher, the octopus. I would have a documentary like that, which, by the way, we did talk about one documentary real quick. Guys, you got to watch My Octopus Teacher. It is the greatest documentary I've ever seen in my life. This dude who, like, traveled the world and was, like, hated everybody, disliked people, was rotten to his wife and his kid, and his work got too much. He took a break, and he went back to doing what just for fun. When he was a kid in South Africa, he used to swim in the kelp forest, and he started doing it again. And he becomes best, like, slapping high fives with an octopus, and it changes. She changes his whole life. Like, this woman octopus gets his mind straight, wins his family back. And granted, she's only lives for a year. So you know there's going to be some tears at the end. Like, it is the most craziest, like, real, earthy, grow-up, be-a-man documentary I've ever seen. And it wasn't no dude octopus. It was a straight woman that got him right. Like, it was phenomenal. So maybe you should watch that. Figure that out. You know, if you can get – I'm telling you, like – it reminded me of, like, real-life Charlotte's Web. The dude was the pig, and the octopus just kind of came down and wrote some clues one day and just changed his life. So, you know, check it out. My Octopus Teacher. Phenomenal.
Well, that's what I learned today.
Yeah.
I never even heard of that. How about you?
I didn't either. I was flipping through channels. I mean, you know, like, Netflix, you just be searching.
Oh, yeah.
And then when it hit, the advertised one, I was like, what? What? You know what? Oh, play. Put it this way. Ingrid doesn't like animals. And whenever I'm watching anything with animals, I get the, hell no. Like, she'd rather give birth than watch my animal shows. So I always watch them alone. And she watched my octopus teacher, and was like, damn, that was really good. So even if you don't care for mollusks as much as I do, it's a good fit. So what do we learn? I learned that I don't like guys who complain about not dating for 10 years at all. I think you all can see why. Don't kill your family.
Leave. I didn't need to learn that, but yeah, I did.
Yeah. I'd like to add the horse to my team.
Mm-hmm.
He or she was a senseless victim in this pathetic man's attempt. You don't need horses and teddy bears. You need a job.
So you're taking the Facebook pony on your team? Yeah, Kat, I think that's only fair because last week you took the whole horde of ticklish rats. So
that's true. Yeah.
You know, you gotta get, there has to be some compromise here.
Yeah, we need to have some continuity on the two teams. Although my team bus is, I don't know what's worse, a bunch of rats in your bus or a horse, because neither one of them really care about where they go. So I guess we're all, my next pick will clearly be of the custodial arts, someone in the custodial arts. Keep that bus clean. So for more podcasts, like, you know, is there something else we can say? Devin, Catherine, anybody got anything?
For other podcasts that are nothing like this.
Yeah. If you need another podcast like this.
For other podcasts that are also podcasts. We're as good as it gets.
And if you step out on us, we'll kill you. Okay. No. Sorry. I didn't mean that. Let me take that back. Like, figuratively, we'll stalk you on your social media. We'll harass and troll you. Okay, that's not true either. That takes a lot of time and commitment, and Kat and I just don't have time for it. And if we unleash the Catherine, it's just no one's done anything that bad. But she's got nothing but time on her hands. So, all right. So you can check us out at Fox, right? We're still with Fox, right?
FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Jason ain't chimed in yet. We're good. No emails from Jason. No scathing emails. Awesome. Also, like, celebrate. This is 2 weeks out on the outside for Devin. Hopefully she's not going back. Very
stay on the straight
that.
And narrow.
Yep. Because, again, we're not paying bail. So, all right. FoxNewsPodcast.com is where you can find us. She's the Temp. I'm Tyrus. Take care of yourself, America. Because we're not. Next step.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.